This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Preliminary 2021 federal budget includes major expansion of LANL weapons-related production. Los Alamos National Laboratory, LANL, is set to receive a 32.5% increase in funding for the Department of Energy, DOE, in the proposed fiscal year 2021 federal budget. Nearly half of the new $1.5 billion would be spent on, quote, plutonium modernization, end quote, so that LANL could manufacture up to 30 plutonium pits, or triggers for nuclear weapons, per year. An additional $618.5 million is slated for LANL's contribution to plutonium modernization at the Savannah River site. DOE wants to, quote-unquote, repurpose the failed MOX fuel fabrication facility into the Savannah River Plutonium Processing Facility for the production of 50 pits per year. DOE is asking for $19.8 billion for modernization, a number that some officials are calling, quote-unquote, the right number. At the same time, the fiscal year 2021 budget proposal cuts funding for environmental cleanup at LANL from $220 million to $120 million. LANL's legacy waste from before 1999 dates back to the Manhattan Project and the Cold War. Few details are available about how the two labs might gear up for plutonium pit production. However, the increasing funds for pit production and the reduction of funds for cleanup point dramatically toward a significant shift of focus for the national labs. The emphasis on building plutonium pits for nuclear weapons and providing an infrastructure to support them diminishes the funds available for protecting drinking water supplies and restoring the Pajarito Plateau to the place it was before LANL began in 1943, where people lived and built community. All of the proposed plans require National Environmental Policy Act, or NEPA, public processes. The current administration is working to destroy the law that went into effect on January 1, 1970, the same year as the first Earth Day 50 years ago. NEPA requires analysis of the environmental impacts before any major federal action begins with full public review and comment. Because two national laboratories are involved in the proposed plans, NEPA requires a nationwide or programmatic environmental impact statement process before any major federal action begins, followed by a new site-wide environmental impact statement for LANL. DOE decided that no analysis is necessary for LANL. Senators Tom Udall and Martin Heinrich, as well as Congressman Ben Ray Lujan, concurred. By contrast, at the Savannah River site, DOE determined that they would follow NEPA. It is important to make our voices heard. We must let our senators and congressmen know our opinions about the proposed increase in weapons-related funding, as well as about the reduction in funds for environmental cleanup. CCNS has prepared a petition requesting them to demand that DOE follow the NEPA process. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download the petition, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.